going to ask Sarah if there's anything she wants to add under community safety. She wasn't expecting to do that. The reason I say that is because Claire Senke is not here, and Dick Outlaw is not here, but he will normally be. So you're the only speaker on this one.
Thank you, Chair. And as
Councillor Brady is probably going to speak as well, I suspect, but you can wait.
I'll wait. I know my place.
Thank you very much. Yes, thank you, Chair. And obviously, I am speaking on behalf of the Community Safety Partnership, of which I am Vice Chair, and Amanda Gregory is the Chair. You've had the paper, so I'm not going to repeat what's on there. Serena's read a couple of weeks ago, which I'm very grateful for. Just as an addition is also that I mentioned the Violence Against Women and Girls group will now sit under the CSP in terms of governance. I'm taking over chair of that from Cathy, who's done a sterling job for the last couple of years. And also to say that we had a workshop this week to set the priorities for the group going forward, a very positive workshop. So I hope to see that work continue. And obviously we're just coming to the conclusion of the commissioning process around the new services for the island. The one other thing I would like to mention that's not on your report is I've been having the conversations with both Simon Bryant from Public Health and Dr. Leslie Stevens around IRIS and the services on the island, and there's an update from Sian in respect of that, which I think the board would be helpful, bearing in mind the priorities within the strategy, would be helpful for the board to hear.
Thank you, Sarah. Yes, I have an update from Simon Bryant. I have mentioned the, I apologise. It's basically, this service is commissioned by the Isle of Wight Council and provided by the NHS Trust. So now it does continue to be in business continuity and is not able to take referrals currently. And this was due to a loss of number of key staff in the alcohol team. There has been recruitment now, and there is now a new service manager in post who's leading work with the team. Now, Simon's commented that the senior leadership folks in the Trust really will make a big difference in our ability to address these concerns, and the Commissioner and Provider are working closely together to ensure the situation is resolved as soon as possible, with further support from Public Health and the other parties. May I just add something about the data, Sarah? Just about the data and the analytic capacity. I know that a lot of the analytic capacity is from the public health resource on the island. It's just to note that the Office of Crime, OPCC, are actually doing a piece of work, analytics piece of work, for all the CSPs on the footprint. So we just make sure we align and don't duplicate our scarce resource around that piece of work.
Thank you for that, Paul.
I think Councillor Brody's rubbing off on me a little bit. When I look at the committee reports themselves, I love the structure of the fact that we have reports now in standard format. It helps us to read them and note them. But I'm quite disappointed with the quality of this report. When you compare it to, she might get some praise there, when you compare it to the next report from Dr. Tozer, the update on previous quarter activities and next quarter activities are longer, clearer, with actions on how. It's not wordy, it's still a short report, but this is just a list of things. There's no what, there's no why, there's no what it's designed to do. So you can't challenge on it, because it just says, update the Red Board plan. Well, that's standard practice. Reducing deliver, on reducing reoffending action plan. When? What's its purpose? How can we challenge the report? How can we challenge that? It's just a list of bullet point actions. And I just don't think it's up to the right quality when you compare it to what Dr. Soja's produced. That's twice I've praised there now. On the next report, which is more detailed, but still very concise and easy to read. So I think the quality of this report has been more so we can hold it to account for.
Thanks for that, Paul. And those ones already raised it with me. I'll let Sarah speak and then I'll make a comment.
Thank you for the feedback, I'll take that back, and we'll look to do something that allows you to understand what we're trying to say a little bit better. Yeah, absolutely, I'm very happy to have that feedback. And could I just reiterate as well, in terms of the comment around the Office of Police and Crime Commissioner, to reassure you we're already linked in terms of community safety, strategic assessment around that work, and absolutely maximising. But of course, this is about partnership data, not just about police data, which is really, really important. And just in terms of the meeting I had with Dr. Stevens, it was really positive in terms of the dual diagnosis work that, that Councillor Brady, you raised and the concerns that Councillor Lilly had, and that cultural change. So I'm very, very hopeful going forward.
Thank you. That's really nice of your hand.
It would be really helpful to have clarity about what is required in these reports, because certainly I noted when I obviously don't come here on a regular basis, and when I was reading them last night, I was amazed at how variable they actually were. And I think that really says that there is clarity in terms of what's required. And I think one of the things Brian alluded to earlier was about the health and wellbeing priorities of the strategy, and certainly the public health one is written on that basis, that the one that just plays from adult social care is not necessarily linked back in that way. So I do think what would be really helpful in terms of providing helpful reports is being really clear what's required.
Yeah. So this is a changeover from trying to listen to long-winded conversations and get some concise information and then allow members to question on it. I think you're absolutely right. It's about getting a balance of enough information so we can understand later what's happening, but also not being so long that we end up with another 4 or 5 pages. I think what we can do for this is, if anybody has any thoughts like that, can they send them to Brian? Brian's the host of the report. What he can also then do is send out a report template with a brief explanation in each box of what good looks like. Yeah. And then we're probably going to be able to get it attempted. It'll take a few meetings, but I think it's worthwhile, because it, for me, really this is quite an important area. This is us as partners sharing where we're at with things and actually helping those that don't always have time to read everything get a glance of where we are and to go to questions they can. So probably a bit of teamwork required here, but I'll certainly ask Brian to send out what he thinks should be in there. But if you can fire your thoughts and ideas, whatever they are, in, then we can tangle that up. So thank you very much for that. Notwithstanding that, we are where we are. I'm mindful that the next one is adult social care, and Carol's given us a report. It is pretty comprehensive. Mike, do you just want to touch on anything there?